Hi, everybody. I'm Doug Bench. Some of you know me as a brain training guy because we've spent a lot of time reading brain research discoveries, putting them into techniques and skills that you can use to skyrocket your achievements. I want to welcome you to Brain School 101, the introductory course to the Brain Training Academy Brain School. In this course, we're going to concentrate on three or four of the most important of the 16 Brain Apples techniques that we have here at the Brain School to help you skyrocket your achievement levels, to help you develop the techniques and skills based on great research discoveries. And we'll kind of explain the brain research discoveries too, so that you understand it. That's what it was for me. I wasn't really reading things that I didn't hear before. It's just now they were making much more sense because it was based on brain science, not frou-frou, not cliches, not rah-rah, sis, boom-bah, but brain science. Now, the ones we're going to take a look at in this course over the next 30 days, and we're going to send you a new video about every 5 days. So you're going to end up with 6 videos. We're going to give you some information in between those 5 days when the videos come so that you can take a look and do some work on what we've gone over with you from the previous video. Now, here are the things we're going to cover over the next 30 days. We're going to cover the RAS, the Reticular Activating System. Wow, is it a powerful, powerful part of your brain that can really help you towards achievement. And it's also the RAS, or the RAS, we'll call it for short, that neuroscientifically explains the law of attraction and that movie, The Secret. There is a scientific basis to it, but we're going to take you a lot further than the law of attraction, a lot further than The Secret did, so that you can apply this, make it a technique, make it a skill habit for the rest of your life based on the brain science. And it's phenomenal what it can help you do. Then once you have a basic understanding of the RAS and how you can apply its techniques, we're going to talk about a past or historic success scene and how you should create a historic success scene and what that can do for you. And then we are going to share with you techniques on how you develop a future success scene. I call it future memories, so that you can use your RAS to create your past success scene and go over that historic past success scene. Then go over your future memories or your future success scene. And once you've developed those two techniques, we're going to give you a fourth topic in this Brain School Introductory Course 101 that is one of the ultimate secrets to science-based achievement. It's called Trigger a Thunderstorm, and it's a technique based on brain science that a lot of people don't know about or don't know how to utilize at all. It's based on something you know about. I'll explain that when we get to that part. But when you understand it from a neuroscientific point of view, it can be one of the most powerful secret techniques and habits that you can have in your lifetime that'll just explode your achievements and make them long-lasting, by the way. Years ago, when I first started reading about brain science, I used to call what I had learned and the techniques I developed called motivation automation. You could automate your motivation. Well, the word motivation these days is out, you know. They don't like to hear that word anymore when you give a speech, and I don't blame them, because generally speaking, motivation that's entered into your brain from the outside, extrinsic motivation, at the most might last 3 to 4 days, and at the least until you get out to the parking lot if you come hear me speak. If all we're giving you is the rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, for motivation to last, so we don't even use that word anymore. But for it to last, for you to maintain your skill and effort levels at the highest peak, it's got to come from within your brain, intrinsic motivation. Well, these techniques we're about to share with you about your RAS, about creating your past historic success scene, your future success scene, and when you're repeating those two success scenes, you do so after you've triggered a thunderstorm. Powerful, powerful, powerful techniques that can take your achievements to the top 3 or 4% of achievers in the world. All right. Let's get a little bit into today this lesson on the RAS. And I'm using this Chroma Key green screen technique here, so I'm going to move over a little bit to the side, because if this thing goes as planned, we're going to flash up a picture here of the brain, a diagram of the brain, so you can see what we're talking about. And what we're talking about here is the reticular activating system. Now, the reticular activating system isn't located at a specific spot in your brain. The reticular activating system is a series of interconnected neurons. Interconnected neurons that fire together and work together are called a neurode pattern. N-E-U-R-O-D-E-S. Neurodes, they're called. And when one of those neurons fire, the whole group fires. That's a memory, or that's a mechanism within your brain that performs certain functions within your brain. And I have to tell you, the reticular activating system, which is back here, if you went straight through your eyes, right before you got the occipital lobe in the back of your brain, you would run right into the reticular activating system. It's a bundle of neurons. Remember, it's not like the amygdala, which is a specific organ or part of the brain, or the hippocampus, which is very specific, which we'll show you in a future lesson. It's an interacting group of neurons, and it has many, many functions, all of which are automated. They are all automated. Did you hear that? They are all automated. Very important to know that. It is not in the cognitive region of your brain, the gray matter. It is in what's called the reptilian portion of your brain, the automated portion of your brain, called also the limbic system part of your brain. Many things in your brain make up the limbic system. The reticular activating system is a part of that. The reticular activating system cannot think. And by that, I mean it cannot think deductively or reason or respond other than automatically to a stimulus that comes in. It cannot think rationally. It cannot rationalize. It cannot come to conclusions. It can only respond to stimuli. All of your limbic system is that way. And about 83 to 90% of your brain is a part of the reptilian brain, the automated portion of your brain. Only about 1/6 of your brain is what we do at the cortical or the cognitive level, the gray matter level, what we call thinking. So about 5/6 of your brain's power is at this reptilian part of your brain. So think with me just very oversimplifiedly, if that's a term, right now. If you can find a way to manage what goes on in your limbic system from your cognitive level, would that not greatly advance your achievement levels because you could turn it over to the automated portion of your brain? Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we're talking about with the RAS, the RAS, the reticular activating system. There it is. The reticular activating system acts automatically within your brain. You got all these automated functions up there, you know, controlling your heart rate, your heart muscle, your dilation constriction of your eye, your blood pressure, your digestion. All of these things are controlled automatically in your brain. You don't have to think about them. Well, let's figure out a way to turn over your goals, the actions towards your goals, recognizing things that are related to your goals that you want to take into your brain. Let's turn that over to the automated portion of your brain. Can you see how powerful that can be? Poof goes procrastination. Poof goes lack of persistence because you've automated it in your brain. And that's what you can do when you learn about your RAS and your historic success scene, your future success scene, all of which you trigger with a thunderstorm. All right, here's one of the functions of your RAS. When an impulse comes into the brain, all of them, whether it's an original thought you have, whether it's a sound, whether it's a smell, or whether it's something you see, always it passes through your RAS, reticular activating systems. And one of the functions of your RAS is to take a look at that impulse and determine what kind of impulse it is. Is it sound? Is it sight? Is it smell? What is it? It's kind of like a sentry standing at the toll booth, and here comes an impulse, and the RAS looks out and sees what kind of impulse it is. If it's a sound impulse, it'll say, oh, oh, that goes over here to the temporal lobe of the brain for interpretation, where the sounds that we hear with the nerve impulses going from our ear to our brain are interpreted in a temporal lobe. Well, here comes another impulse. What's that? Well, that's sight. Well, we'll send that back to the occipital lobe. That's what the RAS does all day long automatically. Kind of interesting, back in the 60s when I taught high school science, one of the things that was in our science book was the effect that LSD had on your RAS. And one of the things that was happening was when people would take LSD, their RAS literally would get intoxicated and make mistakes about where it would send impulses for interpretation. For example, it might send a sound impulse to the occipital lobe as if it were a sight impulse. Whoa, you know what would happen then? They'd start to hallucinate because the sound was creating impulses in their sight interpreting areas. In fact, that's why a lot of people that took LSD back then wanted heavy metal music playing, because if they sent by mistake, your RAS sent that impulse to your sight interpreting center of the brain in the occipital lobe, you would hallucinate. And psychedelic pictures would show up. Well, that's one of the main functions of the RAS, but it can't hold a candle to the functions of your RAS as it relates to the law of attraction and the secret and how you can turn that into your best friend to achieve at the highest level. So for today's lesson, we're going to leave you with this example, and I want you to think about it. And in the worksheet we send to you by email in a day or two, I want you to write down what you think the reasons are and then email them to me. But just think about this for a minute. I'll give you my own personal example. Several years ago, I bought an SUV, a Chevrolet Tahoe SUV, one of those big ones. I'd never had an SUV before. First time I'd ever owned one. I was proud of that thing. That was an emotional experience for me. That doggone thing cost four times what my first house cost. That was a lot of money. So that was quite an experience for me. So I was proud of that Chevy Tahoe. It was black, had OnStar antenna, had leather seats. My goodness, I didn't know this till I got married, but they're heated leather seats. Holy cow. I was so proud of that thing when I drove it home, but after I got it home over the next several days, I became very, very angry. You know why I became very angry? Because it seemed like everybody in the state of Florida, everybody in the state of Florida that owned a Chevy Tahoe moved to my neighborhood. I started seeing them everywhere. I started seeing them in the parking lot at the post office. I started seeing them going down John Young Parkway in Orlando, passing me while I was fiddling with my CD player. Some magical force made me look and see, oh, there goes another Tahoe just like yours. Have you ever noticed that? When you got a new car, unlike one you'd ever had before, how you start seeing them everywhere, but before you got yours, you didn't see them anywhere? Don't you wonder about that? Well, this is part of your homework before your next video comes in about 5 days. What's going on in your brain that I started, or my brain, that I started seeing Tahoes everywhere? Or if you bought a blue car, you started seeing blue cars everywhere. What causes that? And can we turn that into a powerful tool to help us reach all of our goals and achieve at a much higher level? Till next time, This is Professor Doug the Brain Training Guy Bench, sometimes called the Judge, signing off for today. We'll see you in about 5 days here at the Brain School for your second day, second week in the introductory course at the Brain Training Academy.